Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question. This question is regarding a couple of Quranic terms that, you know, get thrown around here and there by a lot of people. But a lot of times, we don't really know the exact meaning of these terms and also the distinction between them. So today we're going to kind of look at the kind of precise meaning of these terms so we can use them, you know, in our conversations in a more precise and accurate manner. So these three terms are, the first is the nafs-e ammara, right? This has been used in the Holy Quran. Inna nafsa la ammaratum bisu, right? Really the soul, it entices or commands to evil. Then there's the shaitan, of course, obviously, the word that we're all acquainted with. And then finally, iblis. So let's start with this term, nafs-e ammara. In order to explain this term, we need to understand, first of all, the meaning of the word nafs. Right. So in Arabic, right, this term, it refers to the self, the human being's self, but a lot of times it's used with reference to the human soul because, you know, the identity of the human being is not tied up with his body. Rather, it's bound up with his soul. His soul is what he is. So sometimes this is used in reference to the human soul. Now, the human soul or the human self, human being, the human being's identity, right? This is something that possesses a lot of different states, a lot of different, you know, dimensions, and, you know, it goes through a series of, you know, it can go through a series of changes and states, right? So in the Holy Quran, there is the soul or this human self has been characterized in three ways. Sometimes it's amara, sometimes it's lawama, and sometimes it's mutma'inna. Right, so these are three terms that the Quran uses, right, with reference to the human soul or the human self. And these are actually three states, or one might say three dimensions of the human soul. So what is the nafs-e ammara? The nafs-e ammara is the human soul or the human self when it is in a state in which it commands the human being towards evil. It commands him to do evil, to do bad things, and it entices the person towards the fulfillment of his, you know, base and carnal desires. This is what this term means. What about the term shaitan, This term shaitan is also a term, it has a negative connotation to it, right? But the term shaitan in the parlance of the Quran and in Quranic, terminology, it is used in reference to anything, any kind of being which is rebellious in nature and, again, entices somebody to evil. Regardless of whether that being is a human being or not, right? So from one point of view, this term shaitan and this nafs-e ammara is, they kind of overlap, right? But it's not necessary for it to be, you know, a human being. It could be a non-human being as well. And the term iblis is a specific shaitan, right? So it's a specific being, right? An individual, right? Who you know, according to the Quranic, Quranic sciences, he rebelled against God's order and, he disobeyed the order to prostrate towards Adam. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the difference between the nafs-e ammara, the shaitan, and iblis. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.